What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This is injury attorney David Feminino. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right. Surprise me. Hit a button. Let's do some form. What is this going to be? Can we say that, or are we doing some kind of blitz? Oh, Christ. All right. Super Bowl shenanigans by David with music presented by Kenneth G. Cott. Go ahead.
Yes, it is a Super Bowl blitz here. We're going to go through some Super Bowl facts regarding the game.
Fact. Taylor Swift runs the league.
Players, records, different things like that. So let's start with the most passes intercepted. So the quarterback that's thrown the most passes in a Super Bowl.
I will say Kerry Collins 2000 against the Ravens, where he looked like he owed the Mafia money.
Is this one specific game or total?
One game. This is just a single
game
record.
Had five, Rico.
See, I thought it was Neil O'Donnell because I felt he threw 11, that's but he only threw three.
Collins at five.
Well, he is tied with Rich Gannon at five.
Forgot about Rich Gannon, but yeah, I remember.
You can't unsee the game I watched in 2000.
It was against the Bucks.
I would have rather been in Ray Lewis's limo.
Now, Rico, this is for you. I think you know this answer, so I'm just going to throw it out to you. The most touchdown passes in the Super Bowl.
That would be Steve Young.
That was Steve Young against the Chargers.
Bobby Ross.
Was it six?
It was six.
Yeah. Was the first pass of the game an 80-yarder to Rice right up the seam?
Yeah. I don't know if it was 80 yarders, but yeah, first play. No, I think it was the second, but yes. And ball game was over. Rice is going in there with his arms extended.
Privilege. David, go ahead.
Last Super Bowl they won.
Save the flavor.
It's privilege.
That was the last one they won, David.
Just let Carmen Policy cook.
Yeah, you guys have each seen a Super Bowl and won it since.
Let Eddie DeBartolo cook.
Oh, and until his sister cook. Stole it from him.
All right.
Was it George Seifert?
Yes, it was Seifert.
Most receptions in a single Super Bowl.
I got a guess. And I think it was for a team that lost. Would it be Terrell Owens out of the hyperbaric chamber with a broken leg?
No.
He had a huge game off that broken leg. Okay,
he did,
I'm out.
But it's not him.
It's not Owens?
No.
Is it Rice?
It is not Rice.
All right, that's it. We're 0 for 2, and Kenny doesn't know anything before 2015.
It is James White. In the Falcons comeback game, he had 14 receptions in that game.
And he scored in overtime to win it.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
See, that was a trick question.
It was.
You know me.
Damn it.
So, let's get to the single play records. So, a single play. The longest completion in a Super Bowl. I'll give you a hint if you need it.
No. Is it the Steelers?
It is not the Steelers. That is not the longest completion, no.
All right, let me listen again. Hold on.
Here's
just wait.
The hint.
Yeah.
It includes a former Michigan State player.
Oh, okay. Michigan State receivers.
Wide receiver.
Won Super Bowls.
Oh, Hussein Muhammad.
No, don't think one Super Bowl. Just think being in a Super Bowl.
Okay. Hussein Muhammad?
Yes.
Wow, good on you.
Yes, 85 yards.
There's like Mark Ingram. There's Moose. There's plaques. There you go. What was that? The Jake DeLone Super Bowl?
Yes. 85-yard reception there.
The nice job by State, by the way. Couldn't get his kid to come to school. Really bang-up job.
Well, there's a reason why, and if you take part of that statement, that's why.
Oh, no. Well, let's move on to the longest rush. Longest run in Super Bowl history.
Longest run. Is it Timmy Smith?
It is not.
All right, I'm out. Remember Redskins? The guy who...
Right.
He never to be heard from again.
No.
He had the most rush yards in Super Bowl history of 204, but not the longest run.
Give us a hint.
Terrell Davis?
It happened in Detroit.
Jerome Bettis.
Sean Alexander.
He couldn't run by the time he was in Detroit.
Jerome Bettis was in a wheelchair for that Super Bowl.
Who was the backup QB? Running back for
Pittsburgh?
It
is Willie Parker.
Yes.
Yeah, 75-yard run in Detroit.
You know where Willie Parker went to school? Just for fun.
Wake Forest?
Close. North Carolina.
I was going to say East Carolina.
I'm giving you half a point for
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Geographic bonus. Go ahead.
The longest field goal. This is for you, Rico. The longest field goal in NFL history.
Is last year, David. You know what? Your mother.
Wow. Jake Moody, 55 yards?
No, he had the record.
No, it is.
He had the record.
And Bucker hit a 56 yard.
Yes.
That was just for Rico there.
They set the record, and then it was like, okay.
Just for you, Rico. Yourself, David? Harrison Butker You're in last year's Super Bowl. I am. Longest pick
Check
six.
Check the building fund.
Longest pick six. I think we all know this one.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We do?
The longest pick six.
We do?
Wait. I thought, yeah.
This was
down the sideline.
Yeah, this was the Arizona.
That's generally how pick sixes
work. Arizona Pittsburgh.
James Harrison.
Yes, Arizona Pittsburgh. Yeah, James Harrison took it like 99 yards
down the sideline. What other kind of pick six is there?
You could be in the middle of the field. You intercept the ball. Yeah.
Okay. Arizona was going in for the score, and then he took it all the way 100 yards.
I remember two things about that game. How much I wanted the Steelers to lose, and Santonio Holmes was one of the greatest catches I've ever seen.
That was amazing.
I wanted Arizona to win.
And how Fitzgerald almost single-handedly won that game for them in the fourth quarter.
I'll always remember that one for the parade afterwards, and the reporter sitting there talking to Santonio Holmes saying, so Antoine. And it's like, I'm not Antoine Randall.
Oh, boy.
I'm actually Santonio Holmes.
The longest kick return touchdown.
That would be Desmond Howard.
No.
What?
No, it is not.
Okay. Enlighten us.
The last time, not the last time they were in New Orleans, but it was in New Orleans. Think lights going out.
Ravens?
Oh, my God. He's dead.
Jones.
Yes, he just died.
108 yards to start the second half.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That was 13 years ago.
Yes.
What the hell?
Yes.
Beyonce shut down the stadium.
And then
is everybody happy now? She won her album of the year. Can everybody just shut up now?
Well, you know who didn't win anything?
What?
Got shut out.
Who?
We'll talk about that later.
I didn't watch the Grammys.
I didn't either. I just found out later.
Prince is dead. He couldn't win. Yes, David.
David Reed.
The longest punt return. Mike, you would love this answer. The longest punt return in the Super Bowl.
I quit. I don't
he
know.
He is cancer. Former wide receiver.
No, Kadarius Toney?
Yes.
Oh, man. The Kyrie Irving of football. But you know what? He did. He flipped the game.
65 yards, yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a horse's ass. But for one night, he shined like a diamond.
Now, surprisingly, and I thought there was one, but there's never been a punt return touchdown in the Super Bowl.
That is surprising.
Yeah.
That is.
I thought there would be one, but it wasn't.
Really?
Yeah. Largest win for a team, single game, largest win in a Super Bowl.
Is it Cowboys over Bills?
No.
The
Bears over the Patriots.
Oh, wait a minute. What about the Doug Williams Super Bowl? They sandblasted Denver.
was about to say, I know that.
That was the most points in a half, but they did not have the largest win. They had 35 points.
Is it Niners-Broncos 55-10?
It is Niners-Broncos.
Yes. Privilege.
45-point win.
Wow. What is it like just cruising to a Super Bowl like that?
That's why you're paying for it now.
And then, of course, they also had the most points in Super Bowl history, 55 points in that game.
Damn.
So
that's like a college score. Michigan 55, Eastern Michigan 10.
Well, here's this one, and I'll close it out with this one because you talk about college.
Well, David, actually, I got one before you close it out then, Mike.
Yeah.
Since you only quarterback to play in multiple Super Bowls with no interceptions.
Eli?
I'm kidding. I don't know.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Joe Montana.
Oh, privilege.
Of course.
Never threw a pick.
But you talked about college.
Yeah, well, and every pass is 4 yards. It's hard to throw an interception.
Oh, the West Coast offense. We're smarter than everybody. I'm Bill Walsh.
Hold on for a second.
Wah.
I'll close it out with this. Basically, this is a college number here for the most yards by a single team in Super Bowl history in a game, and they lost the game.
It's probably got to be the Falcons then. Not the Falcons?
No.
Most yards.
It includes the team Seahawks. That the Falcons were playing against.
Patriots.
It's the Patriots in that first Eagles or that second Eagles game where they lost with the
Philly Special.
613 yards in that game.
And that was the game that Bob Quinn, you signed the numbnuts player from the Eagles. Vitae or whatever his name was, he gave up 9 pressures in that game. 9. And there was Bob Quinn priming his pump. We got to sign this cat.
Come on over here to Detroit.
It was one of the worst single performances by an offensive lineman in history. Boop. We'd like to offer you a contract. You remember?
I do.
Halalala Ramadamadingdong Vitae.
I don't even know how to pronounce the first name, so... That is your Super Bowl fact.